Hello, and welcome to your daily AI in-depth report for the week to the 25th of July 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Ingo. This week, our focus is not the latest frontier model release. It is a less glamorous, but potentially very consequential part of the AI stack, turning business documents into reliable, structured, usable data.
The concrete signal comes from Marker 2, a document processing pipeline. 9 pages per second on a single NVIDIA B200 accelerator. The source also claims more than 5 times the throughput of Minoru's pipeline backend, while outperforming Docaling on both accuracy and speed.
Those figures are vendor reported, so they are a prompt for testing rather than a reason to declare a winner. But if they hold up on real enterprise documents, they could change the economics of document intelligence. And that matters because documents remain where much of the valuable information in organizations actually lives.
Exactly. When people hear OCR, they may picture scanning a page and recognizing the words. Modern document AI needs to do much more. It has to identify headings, determine reading order across multiple columns, reconstruct tables, handle footnotes and headers, distinguish figures from text, extract fields from forms, and produce output that downstream systems can use safely.
And the downstream systems are increasingly consequential. These include legal and procurement workflows, insurance claims, financial operations, compliance, engineering maintenance, research archives, and customer service. They also include retrieval systems and AI agents that are supposed to answer questions or take actions based on an organization's own records.
That is the key shift. Document parsing is no longer just a back-office conversion utility. It is becoming part of the operational foundation for enterprise AI. If a document is parsed badly, every layer above it starts with corrupted context.
Which creates a common misdiagnosis. An executive sees an AI assistant produce a confident but wrong answer and concludes that the language model hallucinated. Sometimes that is true, but sometimes the model was given a badly reconstructed document, a table was scrambled, columns were read in the wrong order, a heading was detached from the text beneath it, or a caveat was lost in a footnote.
A language model cannot reliably recover information that never survived ingestion. It can sound fluent while reasoning from a defective representation of the source. So before teams spend months changing prompts, swapping embeddings, enlarging context windows, or testing a new foundation model, they should inspect the quality of their source layer.
There is an important economic point here too. The value metric is not simply pages per hour. It is cost per correctly usable page, or better still, cost per accepted business outcome derived from a document. A cheap, fast parser that destroys table structure can become very expensive if people must repair outputs, verify answers, or redo workflows.
Conversely, a system that is somewhat more computationally demanding may be cheaper overall if it produces trustworthy structured content and sharply reduces human correction. That is why the Marker 2 claim is interesting. It combines a quality benchmark with a throughput figure. Historically, buyers have often had to choose between acceptable accuracy and acceptable speed.
Let's make that throughput number more concrete, while keeping the caveats clear. 9 pages per second, continuously operated capacity would be roughly 250,000 pages a day on 1B200. Real-world performance will depend on document complexity, image quality, storage, networking, retries, pre-processing, output formats, and queue design. Still, it shows why performance is becoming a deployment issue rather than merely a technical curiosity.
For organizations with years of scanned contracts, engineering manuals, case files, correspondence, research reports, or financial records, a step change in processing speed can make previously inaccessible archives economically viable to ingest. It can also improve freshness. A knowledge system is much less useful if important new documents take days or weeks to become searchable.
Freshness has strategic implications. In regulated businesses, policies and guidance can change frequently. In industrial settings, updated maintenance documents can affect operations. In legal, procurement, and financial environments, the ability to locate the current authoritative version matters. Faster ingestion does not solve governance by itself, but it makes near real-time knowledge systems more plausible.
The source describes Marker 2 as a 3-mode pipeline. We do not have enough technical detail to say exactly how those modes work. But the architectural principle is sensible. Not every document should be treated the same way.
That has a direct management lesson. Organizations should stop looking for one universal parsing setting. A mature system should route different kinds of documents through different paths, based on complexity, sensitivity, business risk, and the level of assurance required.
A useful framework has three broad classes. First, fast path documents, clean, digitally generated files with predictable layouts. These can often be processed cheaply and quickly. Second, complex layout documents, multi-column reports, scientific papers, financial statements, mixed image and text pages, and documents with demanding tables.
And third, high assurance documents, materials where extraction errors may have legal, regulatory, financial, safety, or public consequences. Think contracts, clinical documentation, official records, safety manuals, or high-value financial evidence. For those, a system may need stronger provenance, stricter confidence thresholds, and human review.
This is where the conversation moves beyond OCR into orchestration. The parser is important, but it is only one part of a production document intelligence system. You also need classification, confidence scoring, exception handling, page-level retries, review queues, data access controls, and ways to preserve links back to the original page.
In economic terms, workflow segmentation is how you avoid paying premium compute and review costs for every document while still protecting the cases where errors are expensive. It is the same general principle used in many operational systems. Automate routine cases, escalate ambiguous ones, and make the escalation rules visible and auditable.
For AI builders, one especially important implication concerns retrieval augmented generation, often called RAG. RAG systems retrieve relevant internal material and present it to a language model so the answer is grounded in source documents. But retrieval is only as good as the representation of those documents.
If the page structure is wrong, retrieval can find the wrong passage. If tables are flattened without preserving relationships between rows and columns, the system can retrieve a number but lose what that number refers to. If versioning is weak, it may retrieve an obsolete policy. Each of these can create an answer that looks authoritative but rests on unreliable evidence.
That is why provenance has to be designed in from the start. The structured output should carry document identifiers, version information, page anchors, section labels, timestamps, extraction confidence, and ideally a clear link back to the original source. Users should be able to see not only an answer, but where it came from.
This is not just a compliance feature. It changes how people work with AI. A response that points to the specific page and passage allows a lawyer, engineer, analyst, clinician, or public official to verify it quickly. A response that simply sounds convincing creates a larger verification burden and can erode trust in the whole system.
There is also a technical discipline here. Evaluate end-to-end task outcomes, not just the parser benchmark. Olm OCR bench is useful as a signal, but it is not an enterprise acceptance test. Your own documents may contain unusual formats, poor scans, jargon, multiple languages, handwritten annotations, stamps, charts, or domain-specific tables.
So a serious evaluation should ask, does the system preserve reading order? How well does it recover tables? Can it retain source page references? What is retrieval recall on our actual corpus? How often do reviewers correct the extraction? How often does a downstream answer remain faithful to the source? And what does the entire workflow cost?
That last question deserves emphasis. All in economics includes pre-processing, compute or cloud charges, data transfer, storage, retries, re-indexing, human review, security controls, and downstream serving. The useful KPI is not the number of pages processed. It is the cost per usable, accepted outcome.
For example, in insurance, that could mean the cost and time to extract the relevant evidence from a claim file. In procurement, it could mean the time required to identify contract clauses and obligations. In industrial maintenance, it might be the time to find the correct procedure and supporting technical record. The value is workflow improvement, not a benchmark screenshot.
Another important recommendation from this week's analysis is to build for reprocessing. Better parsers will keep arriving. If an organization stores only flattened text and discards the original files, it may be unable to upgrade cleanly. It will be stuck with an old, imperfect representation of its institutional knowledge.
By contrast, if it retains original documents, extracted artifacts, parser versions, configurations, and metadata lineage, it can selectively re-ingest high-value collections when a better pipeline becomes available. That turns technical progress into an incremental operational upgrade rather than a costly migration project.
This leads to the idea of a document intelligence control plane. Rather than allowing every AI project to build its own PDF-to-text process, organizations can create shared infrastructure for document intake, classification, routing, storage, evaluation, access control, and lifecycle management.
Fragmentation is expensive. Separate teams duplicate ingestion costs, produce inconsistent quality, create conflicting versions of supposedly authoritative material, and increase the risk that sensitive documents are sent to unsuitable third-party services. A shared control plane can create consistency without forcing every business unit into exactly the same workflow.
A practical control plane would start with central intake and classification. Documents should be categorized by type, sensitivity, language, layout complexity, retention rules, and perhaps the business function that owns them. That creates the basis for policy-based routing.
Then comes routing. Which parser or processing mode should be used, where should it run, when is human review mandatory, and how quickly must the output be available? A confidential legal file might need to remain within a specific geography or secure environment. A low-risk internal newsletter may be suitable for a cheaper, faster-managed service.
The third layer is canonical structured representation. In plain language, that means having a consistent format that preserves text, tables, layout signals, metadata, page references, and confidence scores. It makes the content reusable across search, analytics, RAG systems, and workflow applications.
Then you need observability, dashboards and quality controls that show processing queues, throughput, failure rates, review rates, extraction quality, and downstream answer quality. Without measurement, teams can easily confuse a rapidly growing corpus with a reliable knowledge base.
Finally, lifecycle management. Who can access the source document? How long should it be retained? What happens when the document is superseded? Can you reproduce a particular extraction 6 months later? Can you prove which version was used in an AI-generated recommendation? Those questions become essential as AI moves into consequential workflows.
There is a wider strategic point. The AI competition that matters to enterprises is not only about who owns the most capable foundation model. It is also about the layers that turn proprietary information into machine-usable context. Accelerators, inference software, document parsing, search, vector infrastructure, governance systems, and workflow design.
That layered view also brings in sovereignty and security. Many of the most sensitive corporate and public sector assets are documents, contracts, technical specifications, customer records, internal policies, regulatory files, and research. A fast document pipeline raises important questions about where those files are processed, whether they are retained, whether they can be used for training, and what telemetry leaves the organization.
For governments, regulated industries, and critical infrastructure operators, control can be worth paying for. A self-hosted or tightly managed pipeline may be less efficient than the best cloud service, but it may better satisfy security, jurisdiction, audit, and resilience requirements. There is no universal answer. The right choice depends on sensitivity, volume, latency, available compute, and the consequences of error.
Hardware is part of that decision. The Marker 2 result is tied to an NVIDIA B200, a leading-edge accelerator. That is a useful reference point, but enterprises should not assume that their own environment will match it. They may have CPUs, older GPUs, limited cloud availability, air-gapped systems, or regional capacity constraints.
And strategically, dependence on a premium GPU class can be a vulnerability. Hardware supply is concentrated, availability can be uneven, and costs can move quickly. Organizations planning large-scale ingestion should test performance across the hardware they can realistically procure and operate, rather than build their business case around ideal benchmark conditions.
So, what should decision makers actually do next? First, run a representative bake-off. Compare Marker 2, MinerU, Docaling, and any incumbent system using a controlled sample of your own documents.
That sample should not be a neat set of digital PDFs. Include scanned documents, poor quality copies, tables, charts, multi-column pages, multiple languages where relevant, forms, unusual layouts, and sensitive document types. The goal is to test the conditions that cause production failures, not simply to recreate a benchmark.
Second, measure business relevant quality. Test reading order, table fidelity, field extraction, preservation of page references, retrieval performance, reviewer correction rates, and answer faithfulness in downstream systems. An aggregate score is useful, but it should not determine procurement on its own.
Third, calculate all in economics. Include the infrastructure and security bill, not just the pass's listed speed. Then ask a hard business question. Does this lower handling time, improve case resolution, reduce manual extraction, increase retrieval quality, or reduce unsupported AI answers enough to justify deployment?
Fourth, segment the corpus. Set up fast, complex, and high assurance paths with explicit quality thresholds and escalation rules. That will usually deliver better economics and safer outcomes than forcing every document through one generic pipeline.
Fifth, preserve provenance by design. Store the source, the structured output, the parser version, configuration, timestamps, page anchors, and confidence data. This creates the basis for audit, error investigation, reproducibility, and future upgrades.
And sixth, avoid premature lock-in. The parser market is moving quickly. Use portable intermediate formats where possible, maintain ownership of source data and extracted artifacts, and keep the ability to reprocess collections when a demonstrably better tool appears.
The broader conclusion from this week is straightforward. Competitive advantage in enterprise AI will increasingly depend on whether an organization can convert its proprietary information into reliable, traceable, machine-usable context at a sensible cost.
Foundation models may provide the conversational or reasoning interface. But the document pipeline determines whether those models can actually access the organization's knowledge, cite it, and act on it safely.
Marker2's reported performance is therefore significant not because it proves one product has permanently won, but because it suggests that quality and throughput may be improving together in a part of the AI stack that has long been a bottleneck.
For leaders, the response should be practical rather than speculative. Test on real documents, measure end-to-end outcomes, build provenance and reprocessing into the architecture, and treat document intelligence as strategic infrastructure.
That is all for your daily AI in-depth report for the week to the 25th of July 2026. I'm Ingo.
And I'm Alex. Thanks for listening.